Madam Secretary, thank you very much for your hospitality. We just had a very interesting dialogue on how to strengthen the State Department's capacity to bring freedom and peace around the world, how to make sure the State Department works collaboratively with the Defense Department as we deal with some of the more difficult areas and really take advantage of some of the great opportunities that we're faced with. And so I really want to thank you, Madam Secretary, and I thank the folks who work in this building. You know, our citizens have really no idea of how competent, courageous, and successful the people here who work at the State Department are. I do. After my eighth year as president, I've got to know the people in the State Department well, and I'm impressed, and so should our citizens. Obviously, we want to expand the reach of the State Department by increasing its size and its efficiencies, and to make sure that there's interoperability. And along these lines, of course, you know, I'm fully aware that folks who have worked in the State Department lost their lives in Iraq, along with our military folks. And, you know, on this day of reflection, I offer our deepest sympathies to their families. I hope their families know that, you know, citizens pray for their comfort and their strength, whether they were the first one who lost their life in Iraq or recently lost their lives in Iraq, that every life is precious in our sight. And I guess my one thought I want to leave with with those who still hurt is that, you know, one day people will look back at this moment in history and say, thank God there were courageous people willing to serve, because they laid the foundations for peace for generations to come. That I have vowed in the past, and I will vow so long as I'm president, to make sure that those lives were not lost in vain. That in fact there is a outcome that will merit the sacrifice that civilian and military alike have made. That our strategies going forward will be aimed at making sure that we achieve victory, and therefore America becomes more secure, these young democracies survive, and peace more likely as we head into the 21st century. So, Madam Secretary, I'm honored to be here, and I thank you very much for your hard work and your dedication. Thank you all.